records, phonograph, gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle.
Pop, pop.
On today's Vinyl Experience, while you're figuring out whether to play Arcade Fire's new album backwards or forwards, I'll spin an hour's grab bag worth of great vinyl cuts at exactly 33 and a third and absolutely in the right direction. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the stranger stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long. But hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. So hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got.
Haven't I the right
to make it up, girl. It's only love, and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love, and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you, loving you.
There's an autumnal quality to Rubber Soul, although that track had surfaced over the summer of 1965 as an album cut on the UK edition of Help. But to American fans who grew up on the Capitol versions, It's Only Love will always be a Rubber Soul track, and the important lead cut on side two. To begin, Ian Gom's 1979 LP smash, Gom with the Wind, and the hit, Hold On. Spinning Beatles records backwards became a national pastime in the late 60s. DJs fueled the speculation about hidden messages. But in the modern age of downloads and CDs, Arcade Fire's arcane message got lost on the masses. A 10-minute closing track on the just-released Reflector had fans scratching their heads until someone spun the vinyl backwards to reveal that part of the closing cut, Supersymmetry, is a collage of other songs from the LP in reverse, a reflection, as it were. Still a vinyl-only exclusive, the instrumental Reflector can be found on the flip side of the single. The influences of producer James Murphy and the band's relocation to the Caribbean for the recording got them in a danceable groove. Broadsword and the Beast was a kind of comeback record for Jethro Tull in 1982. It was all over FM rock radio at the time. It's a curiosity 30 years later. But it still has something to say. One World by the Police had a bit more staying power from 1981's Ghost in the Machine. And speaking of comebacks, one last mid-80s shot for the once mighty Supertramp. It hit like a cannonball.
Around. Still you pretend, try to have no excuse. Just feel my rage. But can't you come of age?
with push and shove. Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. You have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Try to make it real, but compared to what? Go church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. He tries to make it real.
Soul, social commentary on Roberta Flack's debut, compared to what on the vinyl experience. With Veterans Day just passed, here's a vinyl track by Pink Floyd that hits home. CD-era Floyd fanatics know this song, When the Tigers Broke Free, from the final cut, but it was actually a wall track that didn't make the cut. But it was saved from the scrap heap in 1982 for the Wall movie soundtrack, and it got a single release in between the Wall and the final cut in this vinyl-only edited take.
It was just before dawn, one miserable morning in black 44. When the forward commander was told to sit tight, when he asked that his men be withdrawn, and the generals gave thanks as the other ranks held back the enemy tanks for a while, and the Anzio bridgehead was held for the price of a few hundred ordinary lives. And kind old King George sent Mother a note when he heard that Father was gone. It was, I recall, in the form of a scroll with gold leaf and all.
Keep breathing. Don't us a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
What Pink Floyd's The Wall was to one generation, Radiohead's OK Computer was to another. Both sounding authentically heartfelt on vinyl, as it is for Ireland's Little Green Cars, who delivered one of the best debut albums in recent years from the LP Absolute Zero. This is The Kitchen Floor.
Thank you. everything you've ever said to me. I think about the mountain and how I've never been there, probably because I was with you.
Believe.
Happy 68th birthday to a musician, poet, and iconoclast I still deeply believe in, Neil Young. Finally, the closing track of a concept album that formed the bridge between one band's evolution into another very different one. The transformation of Jefferson Airplane into Jefferson Starship. But the 1970 LP Blows Against the Empire was essentially a Paul Kantner Grace Slick solo effort with cool guests from The Grateful Dead and CSN, and a concept that takes the Airplane's America of the late 60s into the future and outer space on a starship. And that's the Vinyl Experience. Beam back to past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please spread the word about the Vinyl Experience on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.